This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 204 to 209. So you start with per varios casus, through various misfortunes. Per tot discrimina rerum, through so many dangers of things. Tendimus in latium, we are heading into latium. Ubi fata ostendunt, where the fates show. He can also mean where the fates promise. Sedes quietas, peaceful seats. Illic, there. Fas, it is divine will, or it is right. Regna Troiae, that the kingdom of Troy, resurgere, rise again. Durate, you could translate it endure. It could be also like harden yourselves. Et servate, vosmet, and save yourselves, rebus secundis, for better things. Talia voce refert, he says such things in a voice, so he says those things aloud. And aeger curis, and sick, weary with cares. And then he even says that it's ingentibus, with huge cares. Simulat spem vultu, he pretends, he feigns hope on his face. And he primit altum dolorem corde, he presses down the deep pain in his heart. Now, really, the spem is contrasted there with dolorem, so he pretends hope, and then he presses down the pain. The altum corde, even though altum really is talking about dolorem, that's really a transferred epitaph, an analogue, where it's not really deep pain, it's pain deep in his heart. So you could translate it deep pain in his heart, or pain, the sorrow deep in his heart. All right, so translating the whole section again. Through various misfortunes, through so many dangers of things, we are heading into Latium, where the fates show, or the fates promise, peaceful seats. There, it is divine will that the kingdom of Troy rise again. Endure, and save yourselves for better things. He says such things in a voice, and weary with huge cares, he pretends hope with his face. He presses down the deep pain in his heart. All right, so that is the end of line 209. And this is kind of finishing out his speeches to his men. And he's done everything for them at this point that he can. He has fed them, he's given them wine, and he's given them an edifying speech, a comforting speech. And so he has fulfilled many of his responsibilities as a leader, and he's shown his piety, his responsibility to everything that he should be dealing with.